Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, December 5th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, preparing this message sitting in front of our home computer today. A message that we hope will be a blessing to you and a source of encouragement. It's titled, The Blessedness of Forgiveness. Overall, it's based on Psalm 51, David's great psalm of confession in regard to his sin with Bathsheba and the other accompanying sins. But today's scripture text is from Psalm 32, verse 1.
Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered.
Well, one of my many memorable ministry moments took place in New England about probably 15 years ago. A young man with a rough gang-type background began to attend our church and in time responded to an altar call, accepting God's forgiveness for his sins. As he stood up, after pouring out his heart to God at the altar, he looked at me with the biggest joy-filled smile and said, I feel the word begins with H, of a lot better.
Well, it certainly was not the Christianese language we're accustomed to hearing in a church setting, but he spoke from his heart. And I, along with others within hearing range, certainly recognized that the sanctifying work would yet come to our brother and clean up his language over time. More importantly, he had yielded his sinful heart to God and left that day a new man in Christ. His sincere expression of joy and relief is the testimony of all who receive the wonderful forgiveness of God.
This week we've been studying David's sin with Bathsheba, recorded in 2 Samuel 11 in the follow-up chapter 12. Psalm 51 is David's written confession when Nathan rebuked him. Well, yesterday we wrote on the blessing of rebuke. Nathan's rebuke to David, you are the man, led to David's confession, I have sinned against the Lord. This led to his seeking forgiveness, and you can read his written confession in Psalm 51. It's a psalm of repentance that we can all read and personally apply to our own lives.
Actually, Nathan pronounced God's forgiveness when David made his brief confession in 2 Samuel 12 when he said, The Lord has taken away your sin, verse 13. But apparently David, in contemplating his sin, then wrote his plea for mercy in Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, verses 1 and 2. In verse 10, we come to the familiar passage that is put to music in many circles, where David earnestly prays, Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Verses 10 and 12 through 12.
Well, the daily text again reads, Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Now, whether David wrote this before or after the events of 2 Samuel 11 is immaterial, for we tend to live in constant need of forgiveness, coming short in one way or another of the glory of God.
Writer Erwin Lutzer observes, I quote, When the mask of self-righteousness has been torn from us, and we stand stripped of all our accustomed defenses, we are candidates for God's generous grace. End quote. And let me just repeat it one more time. When the mask of self-righteousness has been torn from us, and we stand stripped of all our accustomed defenses, we are candidates for God's generous grace.
Praise God.
In other words, as we empty ourselves of that which stands between us and God, we can once again experience spiritual intimacy.
The blessedness of forgiveness remains the promise to all who earnestly come to God in belief, confession, and repentance. It's at the very heart of God's salvation extended to the human race. Accept his generous grace today and proclaim with the psalmist, but with you, there is forgiveness. When God forgives, he removes the sin and restores the soul.
Let's pray together, and these are a few selected verses from Psalm 51, which I have adapted. Father, I pray that you would wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Hide your face from my sins, which are great, and dishonor you so much that I can't bear for you to look upon them. Blot out all my iniquity. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth that will enable me to declare your praise. It isn't the burnt offering that you delight in, but the sacrifice of my broken spirit. It is a broken and contrite heart that you desire in me. As I come to you in humility and brokenness of spirit, you restore to me the joy of your salvation, much like the new fallen snow that covers the earth. Thank you for being merciful and forgiving. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Praise God. Ah, what a tremendous truth we share in today's message that we hope will encourage you. We do have a number of additional materials on the site today related in part to our messages throughout the week that have been kind of a mini-series all dealing with David's sin since Tuesday, but also some fresh materials up we placed today. Brooksine yesterday visited her friend Mary Lou Long that we had a testimony of about a month ago. We have another link to that testimony along with a picture that Brooksine took yesterday. And also, Brooksine has a little bit to share about what she calls Mom and Daughter Day Night Out. Last night, they attended a Point of Grace concert. They came home and testified to having quite a time. Have a number of pictures up today, and as usual, some good, solid music that goes along with today's message, if you care to listen to it. Well, again, our message has been titled The Blessedness of Forgiveness today. It's the message we prepared for December 5th. That's Friday, December 5th, 2008. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. All of these materials are on today's posting, and if you look at the site on today, you'll see it. Excuse that phone. We're not going to stop right now. It's too late. Brooksine will take the call. We are working out of our home, as you know. They're just the two of us. We're not a big operation. We have periodically gotten calls of thanks to the staff of Daily Encouragement Net. Well, that's really just Brooksine and I with periodic help from our daughter, Esther. Again, our website's dailyencouragement.net. If you're not listening to the message December 5th, just go to the website and go to the previous message, and you'll find it takes you to the previous message. And just go back to December 5th if you'd like to see these materials. Thank you for joining us today. Be encouraged today and truly experience the blessedness of God's forgiveness.